views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen. And you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. If you're on the East Coast, we have just finished with a massive heat wave. It was, I think it topped 100 degrees this weekend. So it was a little crazy outside. So I'm so grateful for air conditioning. I'm so grateful that it's a little bit cooler today. So today's topic, it was so awesome how God brought this to me. Today's topic is about becoming a spiritual athlete. And it really got me. This was like a huge aha moment for me. And I just can't help but share it with you. In my coaching, in speaking with all of you, I always, our ministry is called Everyday God Living. And in Everyday God Living, we're very real. It's about living with God every day. And we're very transparent. We're very real about what life looks like and the spiritual battle that takes place. And that's what happens. And people can, there's a lot of names that go by it. You know, there's ego, there's fear, there's dark entities. Some people call them dark energies. It's a spiritual battle. You know, there's good and there's evil, and evil wants you. And so it was so awesome. I was doing a Bible study, and the Bible study, the start of it was becoming a spiritual athlete. And it just so resonated with me. And I couldn't wait to share it with all of you, because from coming from a life in health and wellness for so long, I mean, I was in health and wellness for 25 years, and I've always been doing different things on an athletic level. And so it just hit home for me, where I was like, yeah, you know what? This is spiritual training. It's like training, like athletic training. And this doesn't have to be about becoming an athlete. This is everyday working out. This is having a goal and taking your health to another level. And you chip away at it. You're constantly chipping away at it. And it was so real because I never looked at my spiritual journey like an athlete in training. I'm always growing spiritually. I'm always looking to peel back the layers. I truly do not recognize myself, who I am today, from where I was and who I was a year ago. And this isn't about stuff, and there's a lot of prosperity talk out there. There's a lot of abundance talk out there, and that's not what this is about. This is about you growing spiritually and what it brings to you. And this was, you know, the person who I was a year ago and the person who I am today, this is. And again, I'm only going to bring me into this because this is my testimony and real life stuff that happens, is that this is about peace. This is about joy. This is about hope. This is about, you know, when you'll hear in the, I guess, the metaphysical world about you know, the universe just having your back and things working out the way that they're supposed to. This is about working. This is about, for me, it's co-creating with God. This is about co-creating. This is about literally being a part of my life unfolding. And again, too, we don't always know how it's going to end up. And so that's part of the journey, and that's part of spiritually growing. And so when I was talking about becoming a spiritual athlete, it resonated with me because I felt like I could connect with all of you more. I felt like I could connect with your struggles from a health and wellness perspective, in the sense that, you know, you work out for a week, right? You go hard. You're really good with your eating. And then all of a sudden you come to me after a week and you're like, how come nothing changed? Or even 2 weeks, or even 3 weeks, even a month, you're still like, how come nothing changed? And two, I'm like, a spiritual journey, in our physical journey, there's points of measure. So you could say to me, Jen, I've been doing this for a month and my pants are still tight. Or Jen, I've been doing this for a month and look, my pants are falling off of me. There's, you know, we can look at it in clothes. We can look at it at numbers on a scale. And if you were looking at this, like, let's say training for a marathon, you're looking at it in miles. You're looking at it as like, I have accomplished this much so far. And when we go through our spiritual journey and our spiritual training, I don't know if it's always that apparent. It might be that one day when you notice that you just don't like behaving in a certain way anymore. You just might get that feeling of like, oh, like, you know, you made a judgment against somebody and it really bothered you. It bothered you that you spoke that way. It bothered you that you acted that way. I noticed that with myself. Especially in a spiritual journey. And this is how it was too, when I coached for health and wellness. This is about a few steps forward and then a few steps back. This is about, taking 3 steps forward and then maybe 1 step back. And there's going to be seasons in your life where you stay the same weight for a few months. And then all of a sudden you get that little push to be like, okay, I need to ramp it up a little bit. I need to do a little bit more. I need to change the plan. The spiritual journey is the same way. It's just now though that I invite you, like, I'm so excited about this, because this is you're missing out on this. You're missing out on the peace that's out there for you. You're missing out on the joy and literally the beauty of life, the co-creation, I've spoken in other shows about, you know, being blessed in the trials and tribulations in life and what it does. You start to see that. This is by missing out on spiritual training, that's what you're missing out on. Being nicer is a great thing. Being kind and loving to other people is like, it does an amazing experience for your soul. And so that's what our soul training, today is about. It goes to my question of why soul train. You know, I could spend an entire show. I could spend 100 shows sharing with you the gifts of Jesus Christ. And that's what my purposes here in this life. And there's nothing to me more important personally than living eternity with Him. Right now, though, there's work to be done on this earth. And right now, what I've figured out is that I want to live my best life here. I want to live my best life now, because I just don't, because I've seen not living my best life. I've experienced it. And you guys have all too. Think back to a time when you acted in a way that just wasn't your best self. And just look at that. Think about a time in your life when maybe you weren't in the in your best health, and now you are. You can see the contrast in your life, in your own life. So this isn't about gaining more stuff. This isn't about living in prosperity. This is about living in prosperity and stuff. This is about living in prosperity in your heart. This is about, you know, there's just a joy that I have now. There's just an outlook in life that I've never experienced before, as far as contentment. And contentment is so underrated. You know, we've sort of, I think, made contentment about mediocrity, and we've made contentment about settling, and that's not it at all. I used to think that. I absolutely used to think that. And in my spiritual training, I've learned and I've come to understand something so different about contentment. Contentment is about, you know, happiness and joy, and in your circumstances, whether tough circumstances or prosperous circumstances. Contentment is about a indescribable peace. It's about a grounding. It's about a love, an acceptance of love from Jesus Christ, that the more you accept love, the more you have to give. The more you experience love, the more you have to give. The more I experience peace, the more I want others to. So it's that whole give and take that we keep talking about, the whole give and receive. It's just this beautiful cycle that, you know, through my soul training with Jesus, this is the fruits that have come out. And so I couldn't help but share this with you today, because this is about, you know, peeling back the layers. This is about, like, working out for your body. This is, you know, when you go and you work out for your body, it's about, right, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. You know, you build up your days. You all of a sudden you fit into a smaller size of jeans. So then you go on to the next goal. That's exactly what this is about. And I just don't know if we've looked at it that way. I invite you to look at it as a training, so that when we go through those tougher times, we have a more understanding about what's going on. And it's not an explanation. It's not a why, because you have to let that go. And we'll talk about that. This is more of an acceptance. So when I say understanding, I want to take that word out. I apologize. It's more of an acceptance. But it becomes so exciting. It becomes so exciting to see what's going on, and what can happen, and the changes that can happen in your life. So we're going to take a short break, and when we get back, I want to go, you know, talk more about soul training and what it's like and what it's about. And then I want to give you the tools to start to train your soul and to experience, like, these massive, beautiful fruits of the Holy Spirit. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So we're talking about soul training, and to bring it into everyday life is I'm contrasting it to athletic training. So just like we train for a marathon or something that we train for, just our better health. It doesn't have to mean that you have to become this elite athlete. And that's what I want to bring to real life too, is that when we stop letting go of being perfect, when we stop letting go of, you know, I heard something the other day about wouldn't you rather be godly than right? And for me, that was so real, because the whole right and wrong is that a lot of times we don't try something because we want to be perfect at it. We don't know if we're going to do it right. And especially I saw that a lot in the health and wellness industry, but that holds us back. That stops us from growing, and that stops us from training to see what we can do. That's the beautiful thing about this, is that we want to become someone else. We want to keep learning. We want to keep growing. And so we want to keep developing, and that this is what this is about. Before I get into this further, I want to share with you about your soul. So your person is body, soul, and spirit. And I want to focus on soul today. And what soul is soul is your mind, your emotions, your will, and your self-awareness. That's a big piece of it. Those are your decisions. Those are the decisions that you're making. Those are your reactions, your responses, your feelings, you know, your thoughts. That your soul is so much. And I don't know if as I say that, if it really, like, soak that in for a minute. That's your soul. I don't know what you thought your soul was. But that's your soul. That's a lot. That's who you are. That's part of who you are. So, you know, I've always wanted to live joyfully. That's been part of my process, is that no matter what the circumstances, and it's not just the circumstances, it's the moments. It's the moment by moment by moment. So as you're going through your day, if a moment happens, if a moment changes, I want to be in joy. So whatever that moment is, what we perceive as happy or complex, I want to be in a joyful state. And that's what I've yearned for. And I've, you know, along with that is an indescribable peace and a feeling of contentment and a grounding. And so because of my soul training through Jesus Christ, this has all happened and happening. And it's so incredible. And so what I want to share with you is it's as if we were training for a marathon, right? We're in a marathon. The goal would be to obtain mile after mile, mile after mile. The goal here is for the layers to be of myself to be peeled back, to build a closer and tighter relationship with Jesus, and literally peel those layers back a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, because especially when you're going through soul training, it's no different. Look at it as if you're training for a marathon. If you had never run before and your coach said to you, all right, your first run, we're going to do 8 miles. There's no way. There's no way. So this is the same idea. We can't expect to be transformed overnight, and we can't beat ourselves up for it. We can't live with that condemnation. This is about layer after layer after layer after layer. So I've been coaching for a long time, and I want to meet you where you are, and I meet people where they are. I always have in coaching. It's not like I don't want to throw you into this massive transformation. I want to share with you that this is about little steps at a time, little baby steps, right? So it's about seeing that more peace come into your life. It's about seeing more joy come into your life, more contentment. It's about helping you peel back the layers and expose the love that's inside of you, accepting the love that's around you, the love that's offered to you. It's accepting that peace. It's accepting hope and faith. And what I want to say about faith is that I was thinking about this and it was pretty amazing. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, right? The conviction of things not seen. So that entails using your imagination. So when we talk about goals and dreams and desires, that's your imagination and that's faith. I hear so many times from people that they don't have faith, or they have a little faith, or they don't know what faith is. And you have faith, you have it. It's there. It's the hope of things, you know, of things unseen. It's that belief. So you have it. And that's part of this soul training, is exposing that faith, growing that faith, and believing in those things that you haven't seen. So this is, I just want to share this with you before we get started. Because I want to bring it back to scripture, because I know in the past for me, when I was growing my spiritual life, I just didn't give the understanding and the belief to the way real life happens is it literally is all in the Bible. And so there's a scripture that says, do not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize. Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. And so that soul training is that. So soul training, as I shared before, for me, it's the most important thing is being in eternity with Jesus. But there's work for me to do now. There's change now. There's living a way now that lets me soul train and that lets me build up to that eternity. So I just want to, I want to throw this out as well, is that soul training, growing spiritually for me, has been about confronting personal weakness. And I can only speak for me. So those weaknesses look like envy. They look like comparing. They look like judgment. They look like harsh words to myself. They look like unbelief. They look like a sharp tongue, like pride. And literally, through my strength in Jesus, I've had victory over all these weaknesses. And this, because of that, that's where the peace comes from and the joy comes from and the contentment comes from in any circumstance. So becoming joyful and becoming peaceful, this is why we train the soul. This is why we do soul training. So this isn't, this is about, my goodness, this is about this indescribable way of living. This is about this, I only dream that this way existed, and this level of joy existed. I thought it was about stuff. I thought it was about things. I even thought it was about my body. And so I was always looking for something else to fill this, when what I really need to do was train my soul, to look at my soul, to feed it, you know, to grow it, to peel back the layers and expose what's there. And it's not, you know, when we get into this, it's not easy. It's not, you know, I want you to approach your spiritual training as if you were training for a marathon versus a sprint. I want you to approach your soul training as if you were looking to lose 50 pounds, not 5, you know, because if you're looking to lose 5 pounds, you're going to do something as quickly as possible and want results. And then you're going to go back to your old ways. If you're training for a marathon, you're going to put in the work. It's going to take weeks at a time. It's going to be a process. It's going to be about learning. It's going to be about an education. It's right. And these are some things that we're going to cover. It's going to be about taking on a new skill. It's going to be about learning about something else. If you're training for a sprint, you might just, you know, if you're training for, you know, think of a sprint as, let's say, a 3K, where, you know, you might train hard for a few weeks, go do the 3K, and then never put on your running shoes again. This is about your soul training. This is for life. This is a process. It's an investment, but it's like the best investment that you're ever going to make. It's just so, you know, so transformative, so transformative. So we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to give you the components. So it's just like as if you hired a coach for a marathon. The coach would take you through what steps by steps, what you have to do, what you, you know, the lifestyle that you need to lead, the changes that you need to make, but always knowing that there are going to be days when you're all in, and there are going to be days when maybe you're not all in. And it's about forgiveness and moving along on the journey and growing and learning, and you just keep going. So again, this isn't about hit it and quit it. And this is about just knowing, taking this on and literally enjoying the experience and enjoying the ride. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedman.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So soul training. So if I was in my days of coaching for health and wellness, I would give you tools. I would give you tools to say, okay, this is maybe a meal plan. And we talk about the different kinds of foods, the different types of foods to eat. I bring this up because I just feel that the health and wellness, our health is such a predominant conversation in our life as far as whether or not we're, you know, the diet industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. So it's a hot topic. It's on our minds. And so I want to give you a real life example of soul training and what you're doing with the tools that you probably already have in your arsenal, and you just don't maybe realize exactly what's happening, what the transformation that's happening from that. So, you know, again, if we were approaching this about your health, we're going to go through an exercise plan, and we're going to talk about different exercises to do and what parts of the body they affect. And then you go ahead and you do those exercises, and then you wait for the result. So this is very similar. So I won't get to all of them today, but just let me share with you, because if anything, you can also look these up and do a little research yourself. So the tools for soul training are meditation, prayer, fasting, sacrifice, study, simplicity, solitude, submission, service, confession, worship, guidance, and celebration. And it sounds like a lot of them overlap, and but they have this amazing transformative outcome. I mean, it's, you know, and it's just incredible when you let the Holy Spirit come through you and actually have all of this work inside your soul. So let's jump into meditation. I want to cover meditation. I want to bring up meditation because meditation was important to me in my soul training. Meditate means, right, to reflect on the same thing over and over again. Visualize it, let it sink in, let it get into your heart. I love meditation because it has taught me to be quiet. It has taught me to slow down. It has made me stop and be more aware. So what I do for my soul is I meditate on God's word. So I'll meditate on scripture. So what does that look like? That looks like literally taking a scripture. And at first you may want to, like, let's say you're struggling with something in your life. Let's say you're struggling with a decision regarding finances, then you may want to, if you put in a Google search and say scripture on finances, scriptures will come up, and you could pick one of those if you want it to be more focused on something of a current circumstance that you're going through. If it's a relationship, you could do the same thing. Otherwise, you can open up scripture and you can pick any scripture and you can start to meditate on it. And what starts to happen is this incredible wisdom about about the scripture and how it comes alive in your life starts to happen. So meditating on it in a few ways. One is in quiet time. And you can, for me, what I do is I speak to God. I talk to God about the scripture. I talk to God about the words. I hone in on a couple of words and I'll quietly say them to myself over and over again. So it's about revelation, and it takes some time. It's consistency is important. Consistency in soul training is important. However, consistency in any training is important. So consistency isn't new to us. It's not new. You know, consistency in going to your job is important because that's how you stay employed. Consistency in disciplining your kids is important because that's how you can teach your children. So consistency isn't something new. It just takes a commitment, right? It takes dedication and a commitment to doing it. So sitting down, getting in a quiet space, having it uninterrupted, you know, sometimes people like to do this on a walk. Sometimes, you know, if you're walking, you can take this with you. You can even do this on a piece of workout equipment, you know, just put the music away for 10 minutes and just think about meditating on God's word. Think about Bible scripture. You can even do this on your runs. If you're a runner, just take it with you. And it doesn't have to be the whole time. Remember, we're not looking for perfection, and you're not going to, I was like this. I used to think that 40 minutes on a scripture was better than 5 because I thought I'd have these great revelations. And that it, for me, that's just not how it works. 5 minutes in a scripture is enough time for it to sink into my heart. And that revelation may even come 3 or 4 days later, but it all starts to work together. Like it all starts to meld and come together. And so, the meditating also starts to give you insights, and it brings that wisdom into guiding you. So when people talk about, it's about getting the word in you. It's about knowing what decisions to make, what to do, and connecting, co-creating, right? Co-creating with God. So it's getting more connected to his word, to what his will is, and therefore you're having it in your heart. And part of this has to be done in quiet time, in a closing down, in a shutting down. And so it's when we talked about soul, I talked about will, and I talked about mind, and in your mind are thoughts. And so it's, again, we've done plenty of shows on saying affirmations and having the words, the mantras to say over and over again. Well, this is about taking your quiet time and bringing God's word into that meditative state. So it's about changing the thoughts that are going through your mind. It's soul training. The next thing I want to talk about is prayer. And I want to meet everybody where they are. And prayer, prayer changes lives. Prayer changes your life. Prayer changes others' lives. And prayer is a conversation. Prayer honestly deserves its own show because there's a beautiful process with prayer, and which deals with worshiping God, praising God, humbling yourself before him, repenting and asking. And so, but God just wants you to talk to him. God is looking for a relationship with you. So I've coached so many people where they say to me, I just don't know how to pray. And I will do a show on prayer. I just want to share with you now that it's so much more important now for you to start talking with God and calling it prayer and start praying to him rather than getting it right. You know, it's about bringing him in. It's about turning to him. And I do want to, in the list I mentioned confession, and I do want to talk quickly about confession here, because this actually was for soul training. This was so special and so massive. You hear the word confession in the Catholic Church a lot. And so, and here it's like in Christian, it is more about repentance. So it's about just about saying what you did, being sorry for it. But what it's done for me is it starts to show me, and it starts to realize that how much I do have to repent for, but in a good way. This isn't about being bad. This is about like cleansing your soul. This is about soul training. This is about getting it out of you and giving it to God. This is about getting whether, you know, their thoughts, their words, their actions, their behaviors, getting that all out of you and letting it go, and then letting God work inside of you, right, through meditation, through prayer, and seeing those changes, seeing that soul training, seeing those layers get peeled back. This isn't about good and bad. Let that go. Let that go. This is about you developing a personal relationship with Jesus, with God through Jesus, about soul training, about peeling back those layers so you can experience this abundance of love and peace and joy and compassion and contentment. So it's similar to, let's go back to our example of training. Let's go back to our example of marathon training. So an athlete is going to share his or her problems with her coach, right? If I'm training for a marathon and you've asked me to complete 5 miles and I couldn't do it, I'm going to call you up and say, "Coach, look, I couldn't do this. I don't know what's going on. What do you think is going on? I did, you know, I stopped halfway. I didn't eat all the foods you told me to eat before it." And the coach isn't there to scold you. The coach is there to make adjustments. That's why as a coach, I used to always say to my people, just tell me what happened. Just tell me what you ate. Tell me what you didn't eat. Tell me if you, you know, ran 30 miles when you're supposed to run 5 miles. Just tell me what you did so we can make adjustments. And that's what it's like when we talk to God and share with him and repent for what we're doing. You know, if I've just thought a nasty thought about my kids, I just share with him and I get it out. I get it out so he can do the work in me. So again, this isn't about good and bad. This is about getting it out of you, getting it out of your soul, getting it, just moving it out of your soul. It's soul training. And then therefore you're starting from a more honest place. Like you start to get more honest with yourself. You start to get more humbled with yourself. And we'll talk about humility, but you start to realize that like, wow, like, you know what? Like I need this savior. I need this help. You know, like this is, there's a lot that I think during the day, or there's like a lot of actions or behaviors that I could be kinder about, or I could be nicer about. And it doesn't mean that it's not the extreme where you're evil and you're nasty. This is just, it's peeling back those layers. It's like what I said to you at the beginning of the show about just coming from a joyful place all the time. And if you're coming, what's in your heart is going to pour out. And so if spite pours out of your tongue, that's what's in your heart. If you call it sarcasm and think it's funny, if that pours out of your tongue, that's in your heart. And it's about getting that out of your heart to do this soul training. We're going to take our last break. And when we get back, we're going to dive right back in. Because as usual, I do. I could talk for hours and I run out of time, but I want to share this with you. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms Helping Everyday Women Create Extraordinary Lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So let's dive in back into the tool. So it's similar to health and wellness. I want to make it about health and wellness because I just want to give you something that you can apply as you've applied in real life. So another tool in the soul training arsenal is study. And study is just that. It's for your soul training, it's about studying God's word. And study is important. It's no different than, you know, call it learning. It's like if you're training for that marathon, you're asking your coach questions about why is this happening or how does this work or if I do this, what happens? It's about learning about, right, the latest pair of sneakers. It's about learning about the different items that runners need during a marathon. So it's about study. It's about, you know, it's about learning. It's about, and that study is so important because, again, remember, the soul is your will. That's your free will. Those are your choices. Those are your choices that you're making. And you want them to be when you're co-creating, look at it this way. I was thinking about this morning. When you're co-creating, I've gone back to the last few years and I've looked at decisions that I've made that have been, I didn't pray about them. I didn't ask God about them. They were 100% my free will decision. And I also was able to go back and look at those decisions and then see how, just like he promises to make our crooked places straight, he came through and he did. He made my crooked places straight. And what was so interesting is, and it's a process and it's learning, and I wouldn't have done it differently and I couldn't have done it differently because you can only make the decisions that you know at the time, right? And so the only reason why you can go back now and say, oh, I would have done it differently is because you have different information. So we wouldn't have done it differently. But I can look back and see how I wasn't co-creating. I was trying to run the show. And I lost time. I lost time. And so, and now I'm so excited to be part of what he has for me that I'm excited to know what my will, my decisions, what would be the better decisions to make. And that's through study. That's through, so if you take your study and your meditation together, as you're studying, you can read the word more. There's so many wonderful Bible apps that are out there that take you through Bible study plans. And they're so awesome. You read a devotional, which is very real life and everyday principle. And then you look at a part of the scripture and see how it applies. And so learning and studying and growing in that and then bringing that information then as you go further into your journey, right, you're meditating more. So you bring that scripture into your meditation and your prayer, and now all of a sudden you start to see how it's starting to work together for your good. It's starting to happen. And there's massive, I mean, now my transformation, there are moments where, like even this past weekend, I had a massive transformative weekend where just so many things changed and fell into place. And that's how fast it can happen. What's another is guidance. So guidance is about your like-minded people. Guidance is about hanging out with people who want to soul train just like you do. And so it's important for you, right, to be around that, for you to talk to people. I mean, we've talked about, right, our show just last week was about your tribe, about how important your tribe is. And it's especially important, I feel, in your soul training, because there's always that spiritual warfare going on between good and evil. And so at any time, you know, evil's looking to suck you back into your old ways, into your old habits. And so it's very important to have that guidance. It's also just like if you were working out, you know, you want to have a workout buddy, you want to have somebody who you're accountable to. And that's what this is. Same thing. Again, your soul training, you're training as if you were an athlete. You're treating this as, there may not be, you know, for me, the end goal is eternity. And it's in, and God willing, it's going to take a long time to get me there. But your right now, my everyday goal is the more layers I can peel back, the more like is being revealed of who I really am, of who I was created to be. It's just an amazing, amazing experience and an amazing process. Another tool is solitude. It's very important. For as important it is to spend time with people for guidance and your tribe, it's also just as important to have those moments of solitude. There's a lot of revelation that happens between you and God in a conversation that's one-on-one. When, you know, for me, it's on the morning porch. It's the porch in the morning, and it's a quiet time for me. It's turned into now a couple of hours because it's so special. And there's so much that happens during that time. And so solitude is important. It's to get that conversation, the reflection. And the other thing that I'll say about it is to just to watch, to be quiet. Don't always do all the talking. You know, when you're in solitude or when you're meditating, take some time to pause and to listen. So you may be meditating or in solitude about something on your heart or a decision that has to be made, or maybe your next part of your journey in your life. When you talk, just be quiet and let God speak back to you and see what comes on your heart. There's some, you know, again, amazing revelations that I've had in those moments. And I was just reminded of that this morning. And that's why I share it with you, is I've noticed lately I've been doing a lot more talking. And I've also noticed that I've been a little disconnected. I haven't been receiving the revelations that I was, you know, in the past. And it's in God's timing. But I knew enough to sit back and kind of say, like, well, what's going on? And it happened to be where I just was not, I wasn't pausing. I was doing a lot of talking. So I hope this helps. This is, please feel free to reach out to me. You guys are always so wonderful about emailing me and messaging me about what's going on in your life. And I love to hear it. And I love to talk with you. I'm happy to be your guidance. I'm happy to be in your tribe. So feel free to reach out at jenniferzelep@yahoo.com or reach out to me privately on Messenger, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I want to hear about your soul training. You've been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelop.com.